Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
Glad to say Martin Murphy joins us on the line this weekend. Martin, thanks very much for joining us this afternoon.
How are you, Patrick? You well?
Yeah, I'm doing very well indeed. And it has been quite a busy week in racing terms, I suppose. Let's wind the clock back to last Sunday afternoon. A superb card at Thurles. Some great racing as well. And one of your naps landing the Horse and Jockey Hotel Chase Course 2A per me, just getting up by the shortest of margins in the Grade 2 contest.
Absolutely. It was exactly the shortest of margins indeed. Fair play to Sub-Lieutenant. He really tried to stretch the field from a long way out and almost held on. It was a very, very exciting finish. Also, great recovery there for Ruby Walsh on the Total Recall and Tour. I'm not sure how close he would have got, but he certainly ran a good race, and it was a great recovery from him as well. But good race in the Tourist indeed. I suppose it just shows you, if people are watching it, how tough these National Home Jockeys are. But fair play to Rachel Blackmore. I mean, she got two unbelievable falls straight, you know, within a half an hour of each other. I really thought she was going to get injured, but there she was, bouncing back up and riding. First person I met yesterday at Gordon Park was herself, looking as well as ever. And fair play to her. Like, she just, it's unbelievable. She really got two heavy falls, and really heavy falls, I have to say, the Burr Patrick. And unlucky on the first one, she probably would have won that race, only she came down to last. And then at the third hurdle on her next start, a half an hour later, she gets brought down, and then a horse comes down on top of her as well. Unbelievable that she can just bounce up, and just no worse than shaking a little bit, and obviously stood down for the rest of the day, but back riding then yesterday at Gordon Park. Fair play to her. And you know, it was a very exciting meeting, as we said, some good performances and very exciting, very dramatic stuff. And we had a good meeting then at Gordon Park yesterday.
Yeah, and we'll go to Gordon now as some superb racing. And firstly, I suppose, the Tyrestes itself, a great ride by Ruby Walsh to win his second Tyrestes aboard. Invitation only, who gave Willie Mullins his seventh win in the race.
That's right. You looked at Hurst that, I suppose, of all the field, maybe he could be the one that could win this race and maybe go on and be like Jack Adam and on your own go a cup horse in the future. And he certainly didn't disappoint. A fine effort of Alfred Azobo, I have to say. Rob James, claiming seven, gave that a tremendous ride. He really did. The invitation only took a long time to try and get by him, and they won by three parts in the end, the pair finishing well clear. But it was a good, a typical old-fashioned big Tyrestes chase. A lot of horses in with chances. Ground, luckily got plenty of rain down there Wednesday and Thursday, and the ground was nice and safe. It was actually first time seen soft ground for quite a while, and it turned out it was a huge crowd, as you're there yourself. Nice weather, very, very enjoyable day. And I suppose Willie Mullins has been in and out, really, I suppose, with his horses of late. Actually, Patrick, it was interesting to see that the bumper horse that won yesterday was his first bumper winner since the 22nd November, which is hard to believe, going through all of Christmas and Leopardstown and Limerick and those places, but no bumper winner. That's an unusual drought for someone like Willie Mullins, and that horse certainly won yesterday, won very well. And also Sidious Emery, I thought, was impressive in the beginner's chase. He looks a very good horse, and he could be Arkell down there with Cheltenham. Might get another run into him, but he certainly looks a very good horse going over fences. So all in all, a great meeting yesterday. And of course, I suppose the star of the show was presenting Percy. He really has been taken to the public have really taken to him, I think, Patrick. Very surprisingly, really, because we haven't seen him since last March, and you know, that's a good 10 months ago. But he's very much in the public domain now, and very, very popular horse, very good looking horse. He looked tremendously well yesterday. Fine ride by Davy Russell. I thought he put up a fine performance on his first run for 10 months. I say he will go back to Gordon in next month for the Red Mills Chase over 2.5, a race he ran so well in last year, and hopefully onwards and upwards into the Gold Cup. But certainly he's a horse, I think, that's getting a good following, which is great for Irish racing.
Yeah, very interesting indeed. And Philip Reynolds, I think, is looking towards that chase that you mentioned in 3 weeks' time at Gorn. But interesting to note on Racing TV yesterday, Martin, Davy Russell come out and saying that the option of the stairs hurdle could be still open. Can you see that happening?
I can't really, I suppose, because when you get have a horse that's good enough for a Gold Cup, you know, you've got to take your chance. Everyone knows, you know, injury, anything can happen, and he might be around next year for whatever reason. Look at Coney Gree. I remember Coney Gree winning the Gold Cup in 2015. Everyone thought he was mad to run after just three runs and fences, over fences. He could have went for the RSA and won the easier option, but he took on the Gold Cup. He won it. Now, unfortunately, through injury, he hasn't been able to get back there. And, you know, you got to take your chances. I think, you know, he's a very good horse, and he could go for a stairs hurdle, but there's no doubt there's only one Gold Cup. If you have a horse good enough to go for it, I think you got to take that chance. Provided everything goes well, obviously, between now and then. And I think think, you know, he does need to run, another run over fences. It'd be very hard to win a Gold Cup not having run over fences for a whole year. I don't think any horse has ever done that. And I would certainly be, I'd say he'd be a big draw now back at Gordon in February, in mid-February there for that Red Mills trial chase. I think that's exactly where he'll go next. And I think, you know, his trainer, Pat Kelly, is extremely good at placing his horses so well. And I think he'd be producing in tip-top form for Cheltenham, hopefully, for that Gold Cup bid.
Well, we'll be keeping a close eye on that over the next couple of weeks, I'm sure. And of course, the Dublin Racing Festival, of course, we'll be previewing next Friday. Of course, some fantastic racing down for decision next week. 8 grade ones with over 3 million euros in prize money as well. It's one weekend and not to be missed indeed. But we're going to go forward to the action this weekend, Martin, because there's some superb racing at both Naas, but firstly at Fair House on Saturday, where they've got an 8 race card down for decision. I'm going to kick off with the opening race. That's the beginner's chase, and William Mullins could get the weekend off to a good start.
Yeah, Real Steel looks the one here, all right, Patrick. He was a father in his first start over fences, but I do think his overall form is quite good. Borgas has plenty of experience for Noel Mead, but he just always seems to find one or two too good. Carter McCabe is an interesting horse for Gordon Elliott, but I thought he might have done better on his first run over fences. And Glenn Lowe is another one for Gordon Elliott that didn't run so well on his first run over fences in England there a couple of weeks ago. I think Real Steel, barring any accidents, should be able to win this.
The following race is the handicap chase due off at 12:30, Martin. Over 2 miles won, and we've 8 declared here.
Yeah, 3 of them have won on their last start, Patrick. So it's a very opening race, this Dilro, Crazy Work Devassi, and All the Chimneys all won last time out. Slight preference maybe for All the Chimneys. A bit of a tricky horse, this fella. David Mullins, I think, going down to one of his lightest weights, 10-4, to try and do the weight here on the horse. Went up £5 to win the Clonmel last time, but he travels really well in his races. Doesn't find an awful lot off the bridle, so he has to produce them just at the right time, and maybe he can do that again tomorrow. I'm hoping All the Chimneys can win this.
The 3-1 handicap chase for horses rated 0-109 is the third race in the card, and we've got a big field of 18.
Yeah, wide open race this. I like the chance at the Church Gate, I have to say, for Matthew Smith. He's been doing well over hurdles and fences this season. Good winner over hurdles at Leopardstown Christmas Festival. Put up a fine performance on that occasion. Gunfair Reef going very well for Margaret Mullins and Danny Mullins, who are having a good season. Been second in his last couple of starts, also won at Ferryhouse before that. He's climbed up the weights in the meantime, I suppose. He's trained top weight tomorrow, but you must give him a chance. Well, Robert Heiner is another one doing very well. A good winner yesterday in Test is there. Horse called Got Away was a good winner last time out at Ferryhouse, up £6 for that, and must have a chance. I think overall the Churchgate, I think, will be hard to beat.
The 2x2 Mares Solarina Novice Hurdle is the big race on Saturday afternoon. Due off at 1:35. We've 7 declared here, but I'm very much interested in the course winner here from the back end of last year, Honeysuckle.
So would I be, Patrick. It's her stiffest test today. She went on and won well at Torless in a listed contest. Now, she does meet some useful rivals here. Tintango was third in the grade one at Leopardstown over Christmas, a long way beat by Aramon on that occasion, but still was a good effort. Robin DiCarlo for William Mullins didn't run that well last time, but her form up to that was very solid, and coming back in distance will certainly suit. And of course, Ruby Walsh takes the mount, so she must be very well fancied. Well, away in the West, actually, was second to Robin DiCarlo at Limerick last October, now £7 better off under conditions of this race, and could have a good chance of reversing those places. But I do like Honeysuckle. This is her stiffest test, but I'd like to wish she's won both her race, and I'm hoping she can do a winner for Henry de Wamhead and Rachel Blackmore.
The next two races are seeing 43 runners divided into two different maiden hurdles, Martin.
Yeah, possibly, I was interested one there in the first division 210. The same one that punched down a couple of weeks ago, Poseidon, trained by Charles Burns, finished 5th division down there in what looked a very, very strong maiden hurdle. I thought he ran quite well on that occasion and might be good enough to win the first division. But in the second division, I'd be very happy to go along with Ray at Time for Henry de Wamhead. Good tour to Leopardstown over Christmas. The winner of City Islands is well fancy for Cheltenham, but the second horse, Dallas de Picton's, went out and won extremely well at Punchdown a couple of weeks ago. So I think that form works out very well, and that Ray of Time should take plenty of beating in that second division at 2:45.
Then we've another maiden hurdle then. This time it's over 2.5 miles, due off at 3:20, and again a big field of 23.
A big field here, Patrick, but one that really stands out here is a horse called Maddenstown. And it's funny really, because this race is actually confined to horses never finished in the first three over hurdles, have to have run at least 3 times in national hunt races. And this Maddenstown finished 4th in that race, it was sending about a Punchdown behind Vision Denaire. That was a very good effort, hadn't ran for quite a long time before that, and would certainly take beating on that performance.
And the final race in the card tomorrow is the 3 mile opportunity handicap hurdle course for jockeys that are claimers, professional claimers, and we have 18 declared here.
But a big gamble was landed last time by a horse called Global Racing. They're number 7 on the card for Gavin Cromwell, Conor McNamara on board. That was a good performance when winning at Punchdown. But I have to say, the second horse on that occasion, Sure Why Not, came home very strongly. Now meets him on about £7 better terms for beating at 2 lengths. Ryan Tracy takes them out for Tim Doyle. And I definitely would say that this one, Sure Why Not. 8 and Bob for William Owens must have a chance. He's been a little bit frustrated and he finished in second a few times. Not easy to win with, but must have a chance over this 3-mile trip. But I think Sure Why Not makes plenty of appeal.
Okay, so that's the action at Fairy House on Saturday. Moving to Sunday then at Naas, where the ground is good to yielding and yielding on the chase course. Kicking off at 1:20, another superb card at the Kildare venue, where we see the opening race being the 2-mile maiden hurdle with a full field of 25.
Yeah, big fields here for the 4-year-olds and lots of image chances here. Lignu was a horse of no means. I thought ran a good race, finished 4th at Punchdown on New Year's Eve behind Guards of Babylon. Now that form was given a bit of a boost when Guards of Babylon just got beaten in a grade race since then. I just think no means stable going very well at the moment. Must have a chance here. Star marks for Joseph O'Brien, and a horse called Butadorum will be interesting for Joseph Murphy. Wasn't a bad horse in the flat. Would like a bit of rain over the weekend, which I think is forecast, and could go well first time out over hurdles. But I think Lignu might be the safest option.
The next two races are going to look at two grade threes then on the card. And firstly, over hurdles, it's a 2-mile contest with 5 in the field and not a whole lot to separate the top 4, I suppose.
No, I guess not, Patrick, but it's a big test here for Espoir Dallin. He's an exciting 5-year-old for Gavin Cromwell. He's won both the starts this season. He's particularly impressive winning at Limerick last time. Now, he's in the champion hurdle, and really, if he's going to go for those type of races, he's got to win this, even though he's to concede £7 to all his rivals. Now, he's only a 5-year-old. He does have to give the likes of £7 to Tombstone and Wicklow Brave. Now, Tombstone was a fine third in the Ryanair hurdle at Leopardstown over Christmas. Bit of a surprise, really, because you wouldn't have thought he'd be up to that form prior to that. But Wicklow Brave is a consistent grade one performer, grade one winner over hurdles, and of course won the Irish Ledger, which we've under Frankie Dettori back in 2015. He's a very good horse himself, Wicklow Brave, on his day. His form of late, I suppose, isn't as good. So you're hoping Espoir Dallin can actually win this. Barry Getty takes the mount. He obviously rides the favourite in the champion hurdle Boover there. I just wonder if Connection is trying to suss out from Barry how good is Espoir Dallin. Is it worthwhile going for a champion hurdle, or are they wasting their time taking on something like Boover there? He's a very good horse in his own right, and I think Espoir Dallin is good enough to win this.
Okay, the Naas Business Club Novice Steeplechase is the other grade three on the card, then over 3 miles, this time €45,000 in the prize pot, and we've got a cracking field here of 11 horses.
We have indeed, Patrick. This definitely is the rest of the weekend, I think, for me. Chris's Dream, I really like for Henry de Bromhead, Robbie Power on board. Now, this one, good novice hurdler last season, ran into Albert Bartlett at Cheltenham, made a lot of running on the occasion before weakening, made a very good start to his chasing career, winning at Navan a couple of months ago now, I suppose it was. Shady Operator was third on that occasion, trained by Joseph Bryan. He went on and won at Punchdown afterwards. Now, he takes up the task of taking him on again. He was beaten about 6 or 7 lengths on that occasion. Shady Operator should get a bit closer to Chris Dream this time, but I think 3 mile trip will really suit Chris's Dream. We just want a bit more rain, I think, than there is in the ground at the moment. It's yielding at the moment. I think he's just like a little bit softer before he'd be really very confident of his chances. Bally Ward was second to Shady Operator in that race at Punchdown, only beating a nose on that occasion, so he should go well. Well, Discorama finished 5th behind Larishburg and Delta Work in the Drinmore Chase. That was quite a good effort, because earlier he'd won over 2 mile 3 at Naas, and Paul Nolan's charge certainly wouldn't be without a chance here under Brian Cooper. So very, very good race, as we say. I take a chance on Chris's Dream. I think he just is a real chaser in the making, 3 miles right up the street, and I think he's played plenty of beating here.
Okay, the 2 mile 3 maiden hurdle is due off at 2:50 then, Martin. We've got a full field here again of 25.
Yeah, big field here, Patrick, all right. Plenty of image chances. Well, Dream County would definitely have a bit of a chance for Noel Mead. They've been third to two good horses in maiden hurdles of late, at Leopardstown and at Punchdown there in December. He definitely has a first-rate chance here. Envious Editor, disappointed in Avalon's penultimate start, but before that, on his most recent effort, was just beaten in Limerick by one of Gordon Elliott's called Eclair de Beaufort, who went on and won a rated race. And maybe Envious Ever might be just good enough to win here. Emperor Escape for Gordon Elliott would have a bit of a chance on his first run. He should come forward for that. Jack Hendy takes the mount, but I think Envious Editor might be good enough to beat Dream County.
Okay, the handicap hurdle is at 3:20, where the 2 mile contest will see a field of 12 going to post.
Yeah, two horse are a new rival here. They were first and second at Punchdown recently. Horse called Free Ranger for No Mead won well on that occasion, gone up £8 for that. But the second horse, Uno Memento, is now £2 out of handicap here, so he does have £4 better off for beating the 5 lengths, which may not be enough to reverse those placings. Ballinetti's half weight would have a good chance. Didn't look overly enthusiastic, though, I have to say, when it came to battling time last time against Court Maid at Cork. He travelled really well well, but didn't find an awful lot after bridle and won't find things easier here off top weight. The one I do like here is number 5, Geneva Barracks from Martin Breslin, and his son Connor rides this one. I think this one was having his first run for over a year when finishing 4th at Chatham Street Lad in a good handicapper Cork in early December. Now Chatham Street Lad since then has gone on and finished 2nd in 2 good races since then, so I think Geneva Barracks really caught the eye on that occasion, should improve a fair bit and gets the vote to win here.
Okay, and then the second last race is the Novice Handicap Chase over 2.5 miles. And again, we've got 12 will face a starter.
Yeah, plenty of in with chances here, Patrick. Punches Cross, number 5, is on a bit of a roll for Joseph O'Brien and Mark Walsh. Won his last 2. Got an exceptionally good ride at top from Mark Walsh last time to win narrowly at Nace over this course, over 2 miles, actually. He's up to 2.5 today. He's up another £6 for that. Has to be ridden very patiently and would be delivered very late, and he must have a good chance. Top weight Getaway Kid looked a winner at Ferryhouse last week until coming down at the last fence. I thought he was going to win on that occasion. He must have a good chance again. Well, Poker Party was a good second in a decent handicap at Leopardstown over Christmas behind a horse called Speaker Conley, who I know is well thought of. Dance Away for Tom Nagle has been going well over hurdles and fences this season and must have a bit of a chance. So it's wide open here. I think myself, Poker Party might be the one hoping that can win here for Henry de Baumhead.
And the Bumper and Martinet closing race of the weekend sees 15 going to post with a lot of top jockeys being declared, and great to see the return of Jamie Codd.
Yes, indeed. He's over injured there, right, Patrick. And he's got a good chance here in a horse called Braeside, who was second to one of No Meads called Valdu at Down Royal over Christmas. He was well beaten on that occasion, but Valdu came out and won a nice maiden hurdle at Nace a couple of weeks later in very good style and could be a very good horse. So Braeside must have an excellent chance. Well, one here upon Nolan's horse called Latest Exhibition just got touched off at Limerick on his first run and might be good enough maybe to win this under Sean O'Keefe. Willie Mullins has won here called Roll again, but it was beaten at odds on in Sligo a couple of months ago. So they might just be watching brief for that one. Well, there's a couple there first time out, spoken for Jessica Harrington, certainly for with Finney McGuire on board. You'd have to watch out if there's any moves in the bet market for that. Also another one there, If I Could, I Would, for Mark O'Hare and Noel Mead, a good combination. So interesting bumper round off, a very, very good card. I'll go with Leigh's Exhibition.
Okay, so some interesting racing there at Nace on Sunday. Let's look at Cheltenham then over the weekend, Martin, because it's Cheltenham trials weekend there tomorrow, and some interesting action. We're going to kick off with the opening race. That's the JCB Triumph Hurdle, of course, one of the features on the Friday, of course, that starts off the Friday Gold Cup card at the festival. And Joseph O'Brien has 2 declarations here in Fakir de Nores and Fine Barillo.
Yeah, Fakir de Nores definitely would be the one of the two runners here. I thought it was quite a good performance when he won at Cork, beating one of William Munz's kind of hot pots in good style. He came from Francis Horse, and he's obviously nicely well thought of. I think he's just testing the water to see how good they are over in England at the moment in the juvenile division. Hard to know exactly what sort of form or what sort of horse he's taking on here, but you'd have to be interested in a couple of the top one there. Nicky Henderson at Jali certainly would have a bit of a chance under Daryl Jacob. He looks a decent horse indeed. But I thought Fakir de Nores ran well enough to suggest that he has an each way chance in this, definitely at worst. I thought it was a good performance at Cork, and he could go very well here.
Okay, spinning through the car then, one of the features again, the 150 SD Handicap Chase, where Janenka is likely to be the short price favourite there in that one. The next race we're going to look at, Martin, is the Betbright Trial Cotwolds Chase over 3 miles and a furlong. And an interesting couple of runners here in Flodon, and of course Welsh National winner Elegant Escape.
Yeah, they looked a big two here indeed, Patrick. And I thought Elegant Escape is an improving horse, has to be said. Ran well in the RSA last year and has done nothing wrong at all this season. He was second in the old Hennessy Gold Cup when favourite in late November at Newbury. But good performance last time in the Welsh National, won over 3.6 miles. He's endless reserve stamina, you'd have to say. You wonder, is he quick enough to win a Gold Cup? But he certainly would have a good chance here. But I do like Frodland, I have to say, as a horse. I think he just loves Cheltenham. Brian Lee Frost and him get on extremely well together, put up an excellent performance to win the top class handicap off a mark of 164 the last time. That was really, really a good performance. He just loves Cheltenham, this horse. He's on the Gold Cup mission here as well. You'd always maybe wonder, would he get the trip or not? Is he better over a shorter distance? But this is a good trial for him. He should go very well, and certainly with Brian Lee Frost on board. She's a very, very popular jockey over in England. She really is doing a tremendous job. Very, very very popular with the punters as well. She's an excellent rider, and she always has a great smile on her face, I have to say. She really does love her work, and she's a very, very good ambassador for racing in England. I have to say, she's a bit like Rachel Blackmore here. She's really making people sit up and notice. She's an excellent rider, and she must have a great chance in this.
The Ballymore Novice Trial is at 3 o'clock, and a very short price favour here, likely in Birchdale for Nicky Henderson.
Yeah, you'd imagine he probably would win this one on Patrick. He's got a couple of very nice novices, Nicky. He looks to have a strong team heading forward Shetland. He looked good on his performance last time. I'd say it looks a weak enough race, and to be disappointed if he gets beaten here.
And the big race, of course, is the Cleeve Hurdle. That's the Grade 2 contest. Just show you the 3 miles, of course, that will be run over the Stairs Hurdle at the Cheltenham Festival. A wide open race here, Martin, but great to see the return of Little Rockefeller, and Bryony Foster will be taking the ride this time.
Yeah, coming back over hurdles. A couple of them in this race actually come back over from fences, where it just didn't take the things. One I definitely was interested when the horse got Black Off. I thought he was a very good horse last season. He, of course, chased home Sam Crow and the Ballymore Properties Novice Hurdle at the Cheltenham Festival. Ran a good race there. I thought he'd do better over fences than he did. He just didn't seem to take them at all. And it's interesting he's coming back, I suppose, rather than the Stairs Hurdle route now at this stage. The likes of Holdstone, you know what I mean, Harry, of course, a former winner of this race as well. Sam Spinner's been disappointing this season, but maybe the softer ground tomorrow would suit. Paisley Parter was a very much improved horse, I have to say, and he must have a very good chance here. Winner of the Long Walk last time. But the one I seen him in a couple of weeks ago at Cheltenham actually was a horse called Midnight Shadow, and I just thought he was impressive enough to actually suggest he could win here. Sue Smith trains and Danny Cook on board. Beat Holdstone very well on that occasion. An improving animal, only 6 years of age. I'd be happy enough to go along with his chances, but as you say, I think this is the race to begin at Cheltenham.
Okay, so some interesting racing over the weekend. And before we wrap up, Martin, I know you wanted just to give a mention to young Michael Sweeney, who pulled off a super recovery last week. Of course, it's gone viral, but I know yourselves in Horse Racing Ireland had a good look at it there during the week.
Absolutely, it was unbelievable recovery, Patrick. I mean, I couldn't believe it. Like, he down over his head, hanging by his neck, and then to come back and win 4 lengths was just an amazing performance. And fair play, he's got tremendous publicity during the week and fully deserved. I don't know anything about Mikey at all as a person, but that was a fantastic ride, and one I think that will be shown for many years to come. We've had some wonderful recoveries in recent years. Like Sir Ruby Walsh, the Colossal Victor a couple of years ago as well at Leopardstown, was there that day. But this really did, you had to see it to believe it. And I suppose if anyone hasn't actually seen it yet, you'd have to look it up on YouTube and that. But certainly it got great coverage on Sky Sports, RT, everybody covered it, and it's great to see something like that happen. And fair play to him, it's one of those wonderful moments.
Yeah, it was indeed, and well done to Mikey. That's where we're going to have to wrap it up for this week, Martin. But before we do, we're going to get your best bets of the weekend.
Okay, Patrick. Saturday at Ferry House, we'll go along, I think, with definitely a horse called Ray of Time in the 2:45. I think definitely will win that maiden hurdle. And I like that Honeysuckle as well, like yourself, in the 1:35, the feature race on the event on the day. At Nace on Sunday, very good racing. I do like Chris's Dream in the big race, the 2:20. And I take a chance on the Geneva Barracks in the 3:20 for Martin and Conor Brazel.
Okay, perfect stuff, Martin. Form is good at the moment, of course, banging the winner in the Grade 2 last week. We'll be banging another one this weekend. We will look forward to it very much indeed. And of course, next week we will be previewing the Dublin Racing Festival, of course. Two fantastic days, 15 great races at the Great Leopardstown Festival, and all the big clashes will be happening next weekend, of course, the 2nd and 3rd of February. But Martin Murphy, for the moment, thanks very much for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks very much, Lee. Patrick, mind yourself.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.